Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to 23 After the Hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. That's a little Fleetwood Mac bringing us. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there. Hope you check it out when you get a chance. Hope you subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. We'll send that to you every Sunday afternoon by email. I'll get you ready for the week ahead. And don't forget to check out my blog while you're there. We update that on a regular basis. The knowledge base is there. The archives, the articles, our Brain Trust member, which our new friend Bob Kelleher is our newest member of our Brain Trust. And also, we have a poll question on the homepage right there on the right. If you your answer to the simple question, then you'll be able to see how the poll is going so far instantaneously. Smallbusinessadvocate.com. Bob is the author of Louder Than Words. He is also the president, CEO and founder of the employee engagement group. And give us your website. Tell us how we can find you and your book.
Yeah, my website is pretty easy. It's called employeeengagement.com. And if you go on, you'll see it for the book, Louder Than Words. Last time I looked, it was number 42 on the top workplace books on Amazon.
Congratulations.
Yep. It's 10 practical employee engagement steps. And I think what's important about it, especially for your audience, Jim, it really outlines 10 very practical steps that companies should start focusing on. They wake up at some point in time over the next 12 months, people are going to start quitting. They're going to start looking at difficulties in hiring. And I think this book will really be a preemptive strike, helping people position their firm to retain and find great people.
What can small business owners, and let's say between the time that they order your book and have it shipped quickly to them, what can they be doing? What can small business owners do to make sure that they don't get caught up in the Google thing where they have to pay their people more just to keep them? Obviously, we don't want them to do that, but what can they do to prevent that? And what can they do to not be caught up in this rush to change jobs when the economy picks up?
Yeah. Well, the first thing they should do is recognize that will change. So I think today it's somewhat analogous with fool's gold. Some people think that people aren't quitting, so therefore, you know, they might be happy. They don't have an issue. But all of the trends, all of the leading indicators are people are going to start changing jobs. And I think what they should do today is recognize that, make sure that they are not underpaying people. So to bring money into play, they have to make sure that they're at least competitive in their industry. Start focusing on, you know, all of the true engagement drivers. Don't throw money at people thinking that will keep them, but focus on open, transparent communication. Show that you're interested in developing your employees. Create line of sight. This is where the employee is in our organization. This is the strategy. This is how you fit in. Show empathy. I care about you as an employee. That is a huge engagement driver.
The number one reason of all, if you pull all the employee exit surveys out there, from and you said, all right, which one thing is consistently on the top reason why people leave a company?
Engage first line supervisors. Spot on, Jim. You know, we've often heard that you join great companies, but you leave bad managers.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the opposite is true. I mean, you can stay with a bad company if you have a great person that you work for.
Right.
So making sure your first-line supervisors, people who are leading people, understand what are the engagement drivers, how to engage employees, and how to provide them the training, the tools in which to engage their workforce.
And unlike Google, Bob, we don't have lots of... We don't have tons of cash like Google does. It's the only way we're going to keep people. We can't outpay the big guys. We can only outlove our employees.
Yeah, you know, for small businesses, Jim, what we have to offer, we're fleet of foot. We tend to be more entrepreneurial. We tend to, you know, have more social interaction with employees and their families.
And we're more lovable. We're more huggable.
We are absolutely more lovable. And I've worked small, and I can tell you we're more lovable at the small stage.
Me too. Yeah, absolutely. And so we have to learn how to not. We have to find a way to get them to buy into that too.
Of engagement, Jim, is all about the mutual commitment between employer and the employee, and how do you get that partnership built so that I am looking to make you successful, and you have to help us be successful as so. You know, it's not about let's have satisfied employees, because what if your employees are satisfied but underperforming?
Right.
So how do you engage them to understand these are the business realities, where we're going, this is how you can help us, and how can we help you?
Well, isn't one of the best ways to do that is to demonstrate the values, the authentic values people connect with, and to not only say that these are your values, but to live those values? Isn't that a great way to keep people?
Yeah, let me share a great example.
Bob, go ahead.
Yeah, just to reinforce what you just said. The Timberland Company, they make boots.
Yeah.
Okay.
I only got 20 seconds.
Okay. In their retail they have 8% voluntary turnover. Why?
Yeah.
Because they focus on hiring people that have the same purpose of corporate social responsibility, volunteerism, and people then stay with a purpose.
That's
company.
The way you do it, folks. Hey, Bob, thanks for being here. Good job today. Will you come back another day?
I'd love to come back, Jim. Thank
we've had a good time with you. We'll get you back. The book is called Louder Than Words. Check it out wherever books are sold. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.